Christopher Columbus by Rosemary and Stephen Vincent Benet. There are lots of queer things that discoverers do, but his was the queerest, I swear. He discovered our country in 1492 by thinking it couldn't be there. It wasn't his folly, it wasn't his fault, for the very best maps of the day showed nothing but water, extensive and salt, on the west between Spain and Bombay. There were monsters, of course, every watery mile, great krakens with blubbery lips, and sea serpents smiling, a crocodile smile, as they waited for poor little ships. There were whirlpools and maelstroms without any doubt, and tornadoes of lava and ink, which, as nobody yet had been there to find out, seems a little bit odd, don't you think? But Columbus was bold, and Columbus set sail, thanks to Queen Isabella herself. For he said, "Though there may be both monster and gale, I'd like to find out for myself." And he sailed, and he sailed, and he sailed, and he sailed, though his crew would have gladly turned round. And morning and evening distressfully wailed, "This is running things into the ground." But he paid no attention to protest or squall, this obstinate son of the mast. And so, in the end, he discovered us all, remarking, "Here's India, at last!" He didn't intend it. He meant to heave to at Calcutta, Rangoon, or Shanghai. There are many queer things that discoverers do, but his was the queerest. Oh, my!